While these summer days mean fun in the sun and a bunch of time outdoors, it also means mosquito season. And since I'm so sweet, I am a mosquito magnet. And for whatever reason, I don't just get a little red itchy bump, I get a welt. And so do my kids. And these things itch like the dickens until we break skin, pretty much. So when a friend I was complaining to told me to drop everything and buy a bug bite thing, I figured the $10 investment was worth a try. Now, I'm sure you've seen these things around. They're not new, but I've never bought one because, truthfully, I thought it was another gimmick. I believe the bug bite thing was invented by a mom like me who had the same problem and in turn brought her idea to Shark Tank, and since then it's taken off. Named the bug bite thing, the tool is a small plastic device that looks like a syringe, and it apparently sucks mosquito saliva right out of the affected areas. Place the suction over the bite, use your index and middle finger to pull up the lever, and basically give yourself a big hickey for 20 seconds to extract or vacuum the venom. Now, I wasn't impressed the first few times I used it, and I looked like I had just had a makeout session with my leg. However, come to find out, the best and most effective time to use the bug bite thing is right after you get bit. That is the ideal sucking time. So ideally, you want to have this thing with you in your bag or your car or your pocket if you know you'll be spending time outdoors. And probably not a bad idea to buy a few of them. If you use it early enough, it speeds healing and reduces swelling and itching. So now that I know the trick, I'm kind of obsessed. And maybe it's all in my mind, but I swear it actually works. In addition to mosquitoes, you can apparently use it on bites from flies, chiggers, no-see-ums, sea lice. Haven't tested on any of these yet, but great. It also claims to work on bee and wasp stings and even to remove splinters. It's small enough to fit in your pocket, doesn't require charging or special batteries, and is easy enough for kids to use on themselves. At less than $10, the bug bite thing is definitely worth a try, in my opinion, if you get nasty bug bites like me. Because let's be honest, even the best bug sprays don't keep all those skeeters away. For more information, check out Lou's House Smarts YouTube channel, and be sure to click that subscribe button while you're there.